The following is a production of OurHeroComic.com. Not your, not my, but OurHeroComic.com. For some of your entertainment needs. Not all. We're not fucking crazy. You can go other places, okay? You can do something else. We're not megalomaniacs. Go do another thing after you listen to this or watch this. You know, it's like tennis or some shit.
Hey there.
Hey, how's it going?
How is it going?
It's feeling fine. I'm feeling fine.
You know what no one likes in the world? I just realized this like the other day.
What is it?
That fucking thing of when someone's like, well, I got bad news. You got into college.
Oh, nobody likes that.
Who likes that? Why are we still doing that?
I don't know. Are people still doing that? I haven't been let into college again in a while, so.
They do it all the time. Even as a joke, it makes me nervous. Even on TV, it makes me nervous. I don't know. Like, who thinks that's really funny?
I think the kind of person that would say that, they're kind of after, you know, like, they don't have humor reactions anymore, you know? They don't.
I think they're the same people that like pranks. I think at a time in my life, I would have you know what it is? I think pranks went bad for me when the friends that I had that did pranks turned out to be shitty friends.
Oh, I saw a prank that I actually didn't hate the other day. Just like, it was a guy who would like run up near people with a baseball mitt, like he was going to catch a ball that was coming down near them.
It was That is pretty good, actually.
It was really funny.
Don't you think that would have made you nervous, though, if it was you?
Oh, yeah. Like, I think I would have been. Well, I mean, we wouldn't have been upset, but I definitely would have done what everyone does, which is like duck and put their hands over their head. Oh, I don't want it to hit me. But, oh, no, a baseball. You're in the middle of the street. No one questions it, which is the funniest bit of it.
Great. I'm glad you're taking a lot of time out of the show to summarize a YouTube video.
This is fine.
Even better. I'm glad it took you more than 6 seconds to explain something that was 6 seconds long.
That's what art does sometimes, you know?
I don't know why anyone likes that joke. And while we're at it, Hi, I'm Mike Fallick.
And I'm Dan Kane.
But while we're at it, can I just say another thing that I don't fucking get who it's for? Who are pictures of couples for? If you're not getting married, how am I supposed to react to a picture of like someone and their girlfriend or someone and their boyfriend?
Deep bitter jealousy.
No, you say that, but
rage.
Is that what people want? Like, I don't know who you're posting that for. If it's a picture of you two,
it's your friends, right? You're like, oh, look at our friends and how they're cute together. Or look at our one friend and that stranger that they sleep with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What, like, who is it for, though?
I think the real point you're raising is that it's doing more bad than good.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, Dan, sometimes you just summarize me. This is a home for weary digital travelers. This is Wait, Don't Fuck Me. But I am weary about this. This is a digital problem I'm having. Am I supposed to like? What does it mean if I like that photo?
You want to sleep with one or neither of them.
Okay. See, you're doing all the things that I'm thinking that this is what people want, but, like, is that genuinely it?
I don't know what the motivation. I think it's just kind of like, it's like anything on the internet.
Have you ever posted yourself with your partner?
No.
No, never. And that's because I want to post things people are interested in. If I want a picture of me and the person I'm dating, I will keep that picture in my fucking house.
Yeah, that's
where
what
I can see.
I don't know.
It.
That's what I do, too, but.
Or send pictures of the person that they sent to me in confidence of them doing something risque, like, for example, cheating at Clue, to close friends of mine.
Right, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, I guess the couple photo where both of y'all are in it, it's for your mom.
It's for your mom. And I don't like it. Like, I don't think people who post it like it.
I don't know, because I've never been in the driver's seat in that decision.
I have never genuinely asked for people to write in, because I don't give a shit what you say about the show.
if but you have write posted, in, write in about this.
If you have posted a picture of yourself and like
with your SO,
and not and you haven't gotten married, that's very important.
Right.
If there's a picture of you and your ex, or was a picture of you and your ex, and you also didn't get married on your Instagram, let's go with Instagram. Let's narrow this down. What are we supposed to do? Same with when people put themselves.
What do you mean?
In
you either get rid of it if it's making you sad, or you leave it there because it's not.
No, I don't. No, not about the ex. I just want to know. Like, I'm just saying that's the caveat so that we don't get people being like, "Well, yeah, I'm so." I don't want people in love writing us to rationalize their love. I need people who are have gotten over.
Well, we don't want them to rationalize their love. We want them to rationalize the photo evidence they're giving everybody of it.
And I'm telling you that someone who is in love is going to have these irrational reasons because, you know, love is irrational. I wrote that. That's my
original
statement.
Well, then, you know, we can pick those apart bit by bit, you know?
I'm trying. Dan?
You're trying to save time.
I put together a lot of stuff. I don't have time to explain to someone.
You're trying to save time. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of our listeners have boyfriends or girlfriends. I think most of them are single.
Hey, lonely listeners. if you want us to deflate your love arguments...
How do you think I'm supposed to feel when you post? Here's what we want. How am I supposed to feel when you post a picture of yourself half naked? And how am I supposed to feel about you posting a picture of you and the person you're dating or sleeping with or whatever, your couple, a triplet, whatever it is? How do you think people are reacting? And then we can see whether that's the reality for anyone.
Maybe it's just like someone made the first couple picture.
Okay.
And then everyone else is just trying to like catch up, you know? Like they don't even want to be doing it. They just want to be like, but no, look at me. I too.
That is the only theory about this that you said so far that actually makes sense. Honestly, that's the only one that I think actually makes
sense. Of
the two?
Okay. Of my two theories?
You've presented more than two, Dan. You've presented much more than two.
Maybe I blacked out and started giving reasons.
Totally possible, but welcome to Wait, Don't Fuck Me, a home for weary digital travelers. And you can hear, we ourselves are weary. Dan, you want to play our flagship game?
Let's play it.
Let's drag in the theme song.
Patrolling the internet for ne'er-do-wells and the pearls amongst swine from the Wait, Don't Fuck Me blimp. It's Wait, Don't Fuck Me with Mike Ballett and Dan Kane.
Here are the rules to Wait, Don't Fuck Me. Me and Dan are going to talk about something that we want to talk about, but don't necessarily think we could talk about on a first date situation.
And once we're talking about the thing and you feel sexually repelled by that thing, go ahead, wherever you are at home with your friends, and say buzz.
And we, too, will say these words.
We're going to say them at each other.
All right. I believe you go first this week, Dan.
Okay. So we all know, like, aquariums aren't, like, the best thing for the animals in there, or you know, especially some of the bigger animals.
Okay,
and they can't be released back into the wild after they're in an aquarium, apparently, because they forget how to ocean or lake or whatever. So what I think they should do is that everything that's in an aquarium right now, that's all the stuff that's gonna be, that's the last stuff that's ever gonna be brought into an aquarium, and we're just going to watch. I think we should just watch aquariums slowly decay. And I mean the staff, too. I mean, the staff has to stay there until they die.
I'm going
to
buzz
animals
you.
Have to stay there until they die. You still have to feed them and, like, take care of them and stuff. And then
you'd
go
you
in,
don't?
And then you would get to see this institution over the years slowly decline within a generation.
What if you don't feed any of them and they have to decide which animals to eat?
I guess you could do that.
Just
I don't know. I don't know what's edible in an aquarium.
Right. So on a date, are you saying this sort of jokingly, or are you pretty serious?
It's kind of like half joke. Well, I mean, like, I don't
you're
think
blowing
that we,
up, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think. I just don't think we should invest resources to keep aquariums going. I think,
despite the fact that some of them actually repair the damage that that people do. For example, many aquariums take in turtles that have been destroyed by boats and nurse them back to health. I mean, what about those lives?
I mean,
for example,
I would argue that that is almost. I mean, it's using the aquarium facilities. Dan, am I peeking?
Yeah, you're like going crazy.
Oh, that's weird.
I'll stop talking when you start talking.
Okay, does this sound better?
Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I mean, I feel as though there might be aspects of the aquarium that might be doing good, but like the place is like an exhibit.
Have some energy, all right? Just because we're having level problems.
As like an attraction, I think they should slowly ease into decline. But as like a preservation thing, that's cool.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, I don't want to have an animal debate on the show, but you would really bring this up at like a date?
Maybe. Totally within possibility. I mean, the whole point of this game is the stuff I'm not.
And
I don't.
You're gonna get into like an animal discussion. Then no one's gonna feel good about it.
This is just how I do. This is just how I play this game. You know.
I know.
I really alienate.
Yeah. But you're also okay. Wait. Here's the other reason you're alienating. You're coming at this conversation with almost no knowledge of aquariums, right?
There are places with water and things that like it.
Right? This is where I get sucked in. This is when I actually do become a bad person to hang around. Is like, sometimes I think... Actually help me with this conundrum.
Okay.
When someone starts talking... Like, I like aquariums. I've been to many. I've worked at one. I very much... know some stuff about aquariums. So for me, in that instance, I might know more than the person talking to me. But like, as you started talking, it was evident that like, you didn't know anything, right? Like you didn't know a ton. You were just basing it on this recent discussion that people have now decided they were interested in what keeping animals means. Okay. So.
Right. I mean, more people
in a pop culture way. There's always been animal activists interested in this, but now it's become a popular topic to have a shitty. That's what it is what do I do about the shitty, uneducated opinion that's going to make me upset on a date? Because I got totally sucked into starting to almost tell you about the ups and downs of aquariums when the better thing for me to say is like, hey, maybe you should. How do I tell people to go research something without sounding like a dick?
I don't know. Just maybe say what you're saying, but like, don't attack them with it. Like,
I don't get it. What do you? How do I not?
What you're gonna want to do is you're gonna want to go like, well, prepositions.
Okay, I'll do it with you. I'll do it with you. Okay. So I'll give you an example.
Yeah, give me a try.
Okay. Well.
Start off with well.
No. Are you just saying that to me?
No, I'm saying it sounds condescending.
You don't even know what I'm going to say yet.
We're
starting an example, so you're just telling me for the rest of the time you and I hang out.
My only note so far has been don't start with well, because I was going to go, you go well, and I'm like, no, wait, you shouldn't go well. Don't start with the preposition.
I like starting sentences with well. And ending them with them.
Oh, as long as you sandwich it between wells.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what I want to say. Well.
Don't give me an open well sentence.
I hate this show. Okay. Okay. What's like a topic that'll end? Okay. Music. This will piss you off.
Sure.
Yeah. I just feel as though guitar solos should be better. Like guitar solos should be better in songs. Like
which songs?
Right, that's what I'm saying. And so what for example, I haven't heard a lot of Led Zeppelin, but like their guitar solo should be better, right?
How could
they should
they be
better?
Better.
They should be better.
I mean, pretty well regarded as
see,
some
you
of the
sound
hottest.
Like a dick. You're answering the way I answer, and you sound like a dick.
I know. Well, I mean, it's tough. You went right for my. You weren't.
I went
right
for the
jugular there. Yeah.
But that's the point I'm making: is that there is no way to do this. How do you fix this issue?
I think you go, away.
Just walk away.
I think you just walk away from it.
because you sounded like a huge dick, but I did it. I did it. And that's what I was hearing, and that's why I buzzed you, and that's what I was hearing when you said, aquariums should burr. Which there are some really bad zoos. Buffalo, New York, I'm calling out you.
Yeah, I wasn't even talking about zoos. I was just talking about aquariums.
Oh, I'm doing zoos now. Buffalo, New York. Get it together. Shut that place down.
You're named after an animal, for God's sakes.
Oh,
you
don't
know?
Worry.
You should be
there.
A great zoo because your town is an animal.
All right, that was a pretty good one, Dan.
Buffalo, 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 buffalo.
For those
and
who don't get
make
that joke,
me say it
you
again.
Have, you have a life.
And then for the rest of you, how's your podcast going?
Dan, can you tell me about the lazy fox and how it jumps over brown dogs? Okay, anyway, Mavis Beacon, let me get to my stupid one.
Okay.
It's my turn to go now.
Yeah.
Grills are bullshit.
Ooh, buzz.
I have no respect for your grill. I see no difference between a grill and a skillet. I think they're a big waste. I think they were a thing when we didn't have as good of stoves. I think they're bullshit.
Why?
It doesn't make it taste any different. It's just so you can cook outside. It's bullshit.
Oh, you mean in that way? What about, I mean, like, I'm not a grill master by any...
Anyone who's, I'm just warning you, if you say steak within any of your sentence, I will inform you that every single AAA Michelin star steakhouse
Why would you make a steak outside of a pan?
Doesn't why would you do
sense.
It? Every
it
single,
keeps all the juices there. You need those juices.
Every single AAA steakhouse cooks their steak on a pan. Just want to say that. Nobody cooks it outside, except for that weird guy that everybody loves that cooks it on, like, the dirt in the ground. You know who I mean, from Mind of a Chef.
Yeah.
What are you going to say about grills?
I don't know. I think it's more of a cultural thing, you know, so people can gather around. I mean, it could totally not exist and everyone would still be eating burgers and hot dogs.
It's total bullshit. Some of them aren't even big enough to cook like huge amounts.
But like, do you consider yourself a grill master? Obviously not, because you'd be like,
I can make a great burger. I can grill really well.
I mean, like, I'm saying I can grill, but like, there's people out there that like, that's like what they do, right?
It isn't. Anyone that enters like barbecue competitions either uses
a smoker.
They don't use grills. Like, nobody fucking makes anything on it. Like, the only people that have pride in things they make on a grill are, like, Applebee's. And I'm not knocking Applebee's, but, like...
I'll knock Applebee's. They gave me food poisoning one time.
Really? Not confirmed food poisoning. You just got sick.
Immediately after. Yeah. Well, I guess.
It's not food poisoning, then.
I don't know.
It just might have been shitty. But I'm just saying... I'm not even knocking Applebee's. I'm just saying, like... Nobody... Have you ever been to a restaurant...
One time.
And they were like, oh, we're gonna grill that right up for you.
Well, I mean, like, they call it at like certain like places, right? They still call it a grill, even though it's might be a big stovetop, right?
Yeah. Those are. I don't know why we don't have more of those.
I think they're expensive.
Oh my gosh, have you looked at how much a grill costs?
No, I don't look at how much things cost.
A grill is incredible. A grill is just as expensive as installing like a diner-style stovetop, which would be way cooler and actually affect the taste of the food instead of just adding pollen to your burgers.
Pollen.
I bet it does taste good.
It probably does.
Okay. So you got buzzed right away, but you see my rationale. Like, I think people just like decide like, and then when you ask, it's like the
I would probably buzz you on that only because it's just like, I don't. Oh yeah, what do you want to get rid of the grills? What do you want to do? Or you just want to complain about how people are?
I want to get rid of the grills. I think especially in American culture, like we don't have an old grilling culture.
We got, you know, charcoal.
Like Koreans have a legitimate argument to keep their grills. Same with Japanese people. There are some grilling techniques that are important to their culture over actual grills. But we don't. We fucking buy our barbecues from Sears.
I don't know. It's like wrapped up with like summer and and baseball and that kind of stuff, right?
You just argued against aquariums and zoos, which are the most, which are only kept around because of sentimental value, Dan.
Yeah, but neither of those is summer or baseball.
Oh, you're right. I guess I'm wrong then.
There you go.
I did pretty good. That was a good one, right? I think a lot of people right now are like, fuck you, Mike. Grills are great.
Yeah, I mean, that's very divisive, but like, kind of like, you're kind of like, oh, I wonder why, but I think, you know what it is that over the years, your grill becomes disgusting with flavor, and that flavor is imbued into your meats.
Here's the only thing, my family's grill, because I don't own a grill because I'm not a crazy person. The only reason, there are people that have grills and just grill for themselves. Sorry, oh my God, I get so angry about this. Here's the only thing that my family's grill has been infested with, and it was spiders and rodents. Well, we're both really good at annoying each other. After all these episodes, I think the one thing we have found is that we are great at really annoying each other.
C'est fantastique.
All right, so now it's the middle part of the show here, called Spider's Web and Honeypot. I believe this week we may have both, but if not, here's the spider web for sure.
It's just a spider web.
The thing we're going to talk about on the internet this week is something I did on the internet. Dan, I know you follow me on Twitter. Did you see me go on for about 10 minutes about how no one was wearing helmets at the X Games?
No. They wear helmets during the big vert stuff, though.
Right. This is the reaction of everyone. And I actually talked to ESPN, and that was their reaction as well. I said, why don't people wear helmets at the X Games? And the woman immediately that I spoke to, named Crystal, said, they do. And I said, no, not during the street competitions. At which point she said, oh, yeah, that's right. Not during street, but during vert and BMX, we require people to wear helmets. And so I actually, spoiler alert, I went and contacted the X Games after I saw on the X Games that people don't wear helmets at street competition. What, Dan, but you're the third person that has this reaction of they wear them at the vert as if it's an excuse. Vert, if you don't know, means on a half pipe.
Yeah, well, vert, they get up there, you know?
Okay.
Like, even with the helmet, but doing vert, you know, you're subject to really hurt yourself.
I'm going to cut to the chase of it. Then why do we make kids wear helmets? Then why do we make people wear helmets who aren't doing vert?
I don't know. They don't hurt their head. But you know,
so then why aren't like I'll be honest.
We don't make basketball players wear helmets either.
Basketball players do not.
They're getting just as high up there as those street skaters.
Basketball players are not on wheels, first of all. And second of all, they do sometimes make basketball players who've had previous injuries wear protective equipment.
Yeah.
I mean.
But that's after a previous injury.
I think there's a higher standard of. Here's the thing, here, Dan. I'll tell you this honestly.
I watch a lot of street skating, so like I kind of understand why they don't wear helmets if they think it's gonna throw off their thing. In street skating, you're mainly just gonna mess up your arm. Is probably what happens.
So that's what the statistics say as well. They say that most injuries are. From broken arms and broken legs, from street skating, which you are pretty liable to get. There was an article by Dr. Doyle. I don't know how to say her first name, unfortunately. But I'll read you the statement the X Games sent me after I said two things I said to them, Dan. One, I said, why don't they wear helmets during street? And then the other thing I said to them was, isn't street skating the main, the most similar activity to kids who skate? In that case, are you recommending children who don't see vert not wear helmets? They didn't comment on that, which I thought was, you know, I was being a little bit insidious, but it is true. Why aren't we doing it? Their statement is, we require athletes to wear helmets for all X Games sports discipline, with the exception of skateboard, street, and park, which is crazy. If that's not even a statement. All of them except for, like, why not just all of them?
Those are the ones where you get the least air. You're talking about the ones.
Who cares? Who cares? Like, I don't wear a helmet when I ski all the time, but I also know that's
stupid.
And I also expect
way more dangerous.
Way more dangerous. But I also expect professional skiers, whenever I see them on TV, to be wearing a helmet because they're supposed to be the example.
Yeah. Well, no one dies street skating, to my knowledge.
Well, on the other hand, they did just release this statement that, you know, they say to me, I'll finish the statement, that street skating have different levels of speed, amplitude, and tricks, much lower than that of other disciplines of the X Games. There is, however, a regular and ongoing discussion as this sport evolves, yada yada. But also, I don't know if you know this, the BMX skater Dave Mira. Do you know him?
Yeah, R.I.P.
He unfortunately passed away a few years ago. A few months ago.
Yeah.
And this is hot on the tail of that. They just sent me this statement, and what happened a month ago, in fact, was that an autopsy revealed that Dave Mira had CTE, the concussion disease that we hear them talk about so much in football.
He also had some other stuff going on with him, too, but yeah.
Oh, okay, but it's not like he was a BMX biker, and he got these concussions from his regular hobby of going to the beach and hitting himself with a hammer.
Right.
Right? So I don't know, and I don't know why everyone has this blasé attitude towards it. Additionally, falling is, Dr. Doyle says from this article I found on HSS.edu, says falling as little as 2 feet can cause a skull fracture and a brain injury during skateboarding. This is a specific evaluation of skateboarding.
Yeah, but they don't really hit their heads, man.
No one expects to really hit their head. But the point is, why kids don't have to wear helmets? That's what our investigation will have to find, that kids don't need to wear helmets. Is that what you're telling me? Is that if that's the case, then no one's at risk?
It's an extreme sport. I don't know. If you want to wear a helmet, wear a helmet. It's definitely smarter and safer. If you're not doing high risk stuff, then, you know, do you.
But we're not talking about people at home. Don't you see the difference there in, like, an athlete deciding not to wear a helmet?
I mean, people are investing a lot of money in those athletes. So, if, you know, it's their decision.
No, it isn't. I don't think it is. Like, the point is that kids, if they're doing tricks like jumping off of stairs and you're telling kids to wear helmets, but it's only in the competitions where they jump off of stairs do they not wear helmets. Why would a kid listen to anyone? Either the X Games is saying, follow my logic here. Either the X Games is saying helmets are not necessary for doing tricks off of stairs.
With the helmet doesn't come into play with the trick at all.
So then kids who have no access, that's what I'm saying, Dan, is that kids who have no access to the professional people are saying that the standards for safety for just doing tricks on stairs and on the street is you don't need a helmet. That's what the professionals are saying. So if that's the case, any kid, they have the same skulls, any kid who is wearing, who's doing like street tricks and just skating around, they don't need to wear helmets. That's what the X Games is saying.
Yeah, I agree with that. They don't need to wear a helmet. If they feel as though it be better to wear a helmet, wear a helmet.
Don't you see that as somewhat crazy that the X Games is saying that? I mean, kids die from before you say these things, Dan, kids die from just falling off their skateboard.
No, not just falling off their skateboard.
Yes.
Maybe going into traffic or attempting something crazy.
No, it happens all the time because it's literally like a Three Stooges sketch. Your foot goes forward and your head goes directly back.
No, yeah, I know. You know I skate. So.
I know you skate. And actually, they say that you're at the most at risk. Is that people that use it for transports are the reason that injuries are on the rise, according to this article.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people out there in their cruisers acting the fool.
But what about this, Dan? It was right after the rain, too. I mean, there was tons of rain in Austin this year at the X Games. And these skaters are getting on their boards, and no one's telling them to wear a helmet. I mean, here's my question, Dan. Why not just do it? Why not, if you're at a professional level, they have the same skulls as anyone else, why not Just do it. Why not just say you have to wear a helmet?
I don't know, man. Probably has something to do with the training.
I mean, it's the same way in boxing. The higher you get up in boxing, the less equipment you wear. Because of this old, outdated rule, you know, that getting knocked unconscious somehow indicates proficiency at the sport. I mean, it's crazy. I think some of this stuff is barbaric.
I don't know. I just don't see too many people hitting their heads. I mean, you can hit your head doing anything.
You don't see them because they have a place for those people, Dan. It's the ground.
Well, I mean, like, someone was videoing it beforehand, you know? Maybe.
Hopefully. We can only hope that someone got it on film.
Dan, nowadays, everything's...
I'm not a sicko. I'm not trying to... You know, I want to see them die. I want to see them die on film. Obviously, I need something to watch, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, I hear what you're saying. It's obviously smarter to wear a helmet anytime you're putting yourself at risk for collisions with your skull into stuff.
Why are we telling kids to wear helmets then? Why are we telling kids to wear helmets when they bike? Why are we telling kids to wear helmets when they
skate?
Why are we telling
them?
That's
the thing, what I'm saying, is that it's fine. But if a professional athlete chooses as though they do not need a helmet, that is also okay.
I think the opposite. I think that the professional people, don't you think they're supposed to be the height of safety? If you're saying,
for an extreme sport.
But these extreme sports are now a part of the culture. Snowboarding is no longer the outsider sport.
Oh, if you don't wear a helmet snowboarding, you have a death wish, I believe.
Skateboards are available at Toys R Us, Dan.
Oh, you should not buy a Toys R Us skateboard.
But that's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is I'm not trying to be a bleeding heart person. You're like, think of the children. But fucking think of the children.
I think it's every individual and family's decision about helmet usage.
Why?
I don't think there needs to be some type of big rule. If you don't want to wear a helmet and you're taking all those risks, like anytime you get in a car, you know, and not wear your seatbelt, or just get in a car. Cars are dangerous.
But Dan, the government says you have to wear a seatbelt.
I know, but like people still don't.
Okay, I'm going to be your kid, okay?
Okay.
I'm your son, okay? You're the fucking fruit of your loins, all right?
Okay.
And you got to try to convince me to wear a helmet.
All right, what are you going to go do?
Hi. Oh, wait, I'm going to be your kid. Hi, Daddy.
Hello, son.
Is it okay that I'm talking so sexy to you, Dad?
Is that what you're trying to do? I thought you were constipated.
Both. Maybe you can help.
Go use the bathroom.
Maybe. Ooh, you're okay with me being... I just am a naturally sexy child. Daddy.
Yes, child.
Daddy. Dad.
Yes, Junior.
On a skateboard.
Do you have a skateboard?
Don't say no.
Do you own a skateboard?
That's... The letters for no. Wait, do you have a skate? Okay, they're not in that sentence. Good. Yes, somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know. All 11-year-olds are given a skateboard by the government.
Yeah, that's true. I remember signing that.
I have one. It's in my closet.
I'm also the president in this.
Oh, okay. Hi. Hello, Daddy President.
Yes, son of the president.
I want a skateboard. Okay, I've got the skateboard. Here I go. Nothing else on me. I'm naked. I'm going to run out onto the White House lawn and skateboard across those eggs. Here I go.
Well, if you're going to go skateboard on the lawn, you know, good luck
with
that.
No, I just changed my mind. Out on the sidewalk.
The sidewalk? What are you going to do? Just kind of slide on the sidewalk on your skateboard?
What, do you not know what skateboarding is, asshole?
No, I was too busy studying politics to become the president. I had no time.
Okay, Dan, we need to get to you getting me to wear a fucking helmet.
Well, right now you haven't really said anything too dangerous. I mean, like, you probably should put on a helmet, but I don't know if I would lay down the rules on that one.
Stop it!
If you said you were going to go bomb some hills,
Stop it now. Stop it now. No, you broke the rules of the bit I set up, Dan. That was bullshit. I said your job was to get me to wear a helmet. This is the president you're talking to,
so maybe change your tone.
Dan... Do it again, and you are required as my parent. You're my parent. I'm your child. You want me to... Okay, how about this? You lost a child. Now start fucking thinking like a real parent. Think about the idea of your
child.
Now you're doing
a weird straw man argument where, like, you're the president and you lost a child.
I never asked you to be the president. Dad. Okay, Dad. Listen.
Yes.
We're going to do this sketch again, okay?
This is
You're not the president. Okay? You had a child, you lost it, it died from a head injury. And now you have me, and you want me to wear a helmet when I go skateboarding. You have to conform to that idea of the bit.
Okay. Wear a helmet.
No, the people on TV don't.
What people on TV?
The X Games. The professional, the highest level professionals, they don't wear it, so why should I wear one?
Okay, you a professional skateboarder?
No.
How much money are you making? Who represents you?
I have the same body as a professional skateboarder, so why should I wear a helmet?
No, you don't. You have an 11-year-old body.
Doesn't matter. It's a human body. It's fine. Actually, mine's probably better. Like, it takes longer for an old body to heal from broken stuff.
Yeah, but then there's also, like, muscle memory and stuff. Like, they know how to fall. You don't know how to fall. You should probably wear a helmet. All right,
so now I'm 13. How about this? We skip forward 2 years. Now I'm 13, and I've been skateboarding for 2 years. Actually, I went to skateboarding camp twice, and Tony Hawk gave me a sticker.
Well, Tony Hawk always wears a helmet, so...
Yeah, Tony Hawk does always wear a helmet, but then it turns out I'm watching Tony Hawk and I'm like, this guy gave me a stupid sticker. What a jerk. His appearance on Rocket Power wasn't even that good. Okay? And so now I'm
well, one, you're already grounded for besmirching Rocket Power.
It's the fifth time you've done this, Dad. So then I've been skateboarding 2 years. Dan, actually, they're saying like I could be the next Shaun White, Dan. They're saying like
as this a skateboarder?
Yeah, they're saying he's like, I'm your son, and I'm like the next phenom. And they're saying, hey, actually, you know what? A skateboard company comes to me. We'll actually use Zoomies because I tried to call Zoomies and get a press statement, but instead to talk to a lovely customer representative. This is in real life, not in the bit. I talked to a really nice customer representative and kind of was like, had a conversation about boarding, and he gave the same shitty, stupid answers you gave as a young 20-something. And I kind of like, was listening, and then suddenly said, hey, so like, this is great. I'm definitely getting some perspective on how skateboarders think of these things, but I definitely did say I was a member of the press, and I definitely did say I need to talk to someone who represents Zoomies. That's definitely not you, right? And he was like, oh no, I was just being nice. and so I was like, you need to transfer me to someone who can, like, a PR department or a press department. Like, I can't really say that you, like, he was saying like the same things that you said, because I think they were just like, oh, are you trying to talk to someone about skateboarding? And he was saying the same thing, like, you know, oh, like, you know, I don't always wear a helmet and things like that. I was like, I'm not sure that this company is okay with you saying that you don't wear a helmet. They're a helmet company. But, okay, so I did, you know what? So Zoomies came to me, Dad, and since my, when 11, when
the helmet company?
The helmet and lifestyle and clothing company came to me in this fictional bit. All right, let's not say the brand. Brand X, which is actually a pretty great name for a skateboard company, actually might be the name of a skateboard company. Let's choose one that's definitely not. All right. Fairy Ass Play. Which is, it's a company, their logo is two like Lord of the Rings characters like touching each other's butts. They're a skateboard company, and they came to me, Dan, and they said, we want to sponsor you in street, and I'm your child. And they said, we want to sponsor you in street competitions this coming X Games.
Cool, congratulations.
So I am almost a professional skateboarder in this scenario. Okay, Dad, I'm going out skating. I don't have a helmet on. Now try and convince me not to wear a helmet.
Wear a helmet.
No, I'm about to be pro. The pros don't do it. I'm good enough to be pro. They think I'm going to win.
Your brain is precious.
Okay, who cares? The brains of the skateboarders, they're incredible athletes. Their brains are precious. If they hurt their brains, they can't skateboard. That's what makes skateboarding. I don't need it.
I feel as though you just proved my point, which is your point. In another realm where you're not my son, but instead a co-host of a podcast.
I got lost.
Exactly. It's too self-referential now.
I'm not saying I'm the safest person. I'm not saying that as a kid I didn't do dangerous things. But I think that the pros should have to do it. Damn, people say these things about safety stuff all the time until someone dies. Until someone dies, that's what they say. They didn't think they needed to lock racers' necks into cars until Dale Earnhardt died.
I mean, the saying goes that you get banged up in skateboarding, but you don't die. And you don't get banged up in surfing, but you might die. So, that's all.
I'm glad we're using stuff from the Extreme Farmer's Almanac to fucking determine our lives. Dan, come on. There has to be why should kids wear helmets then? It doesn't make any sense to me.
What do you mean? To protect their brains.
Who cares? Who cares? My heroes don't do it.
Okay. Well, good point. See ya.
You're the worst parent.
I know. I'd be pretty bad. All right. Don't be dumber next time I see you.
I think that's what every parent hopes. I think it's the implicit subtext of every parent's statement. Go brush your teeth. Don't be dumber next time I see you. Eat your vegetables. Stop being an idiot. I think it's the opposite of who I am as a person. I'm not always all about safety. I do think that if you know your skills, you don't have to wear stuff. But I think it's wantonly irresponsible for people not to wear. I mean, why should kids wear helmets? That's my question to the X Games and to Monster Energy, who sponsors the X Games.
Yeah.
You're depressed. I upset you.
Well, I mean, like, obviously you should wear a helmet. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't wear a helmet when I skate around either, so I kind of feel like a hypocrite. But also,
and I don't like you skating around.
You tell me all the time. I really don't go that fast on my wheels.
I don't like people. I don't like anybody I know in the street who's not a car in New York City.
I don't like the cars in the street. I wish they weren't there.
I think that what we're seeing here is a cultural problem. It's the same with people that have friends that are bad drivers who never slow down. If you don't tell your friend they're a bad driver, they're going to continue to be a bad driver. Because you know what everybody does when they get a ticket? They say, oh man, that cop's so stupid.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had a head injury from a bad driver. So.
Right. And I think that there's a cultural thing going on here where instead of being like saying, hey, professional skateboarders should wear helmets all the time. Why are we enforcing it in every single sport? Why are we enforcing it in every single sport except for this one? Doesn't make any sense because people think they'll sound lame. Just like when you tell people to slow down.
It is crazy when you see. I mean, like, the only reason I would say, like, pros should definitely wear helmets when they're doing these, like, crazy tricks, man.
Let's drag in the theme song for the last game, which is What Would You Say to Them, which is our sort of last statement of the show, talking to the people that we've talked about on the show. Dan, go ahead and say what you were going to say.
What, about the helmets?
No, about the helmets. What? Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, you see these guys do these, like 16-stair gaps, you know? And then, sometimes the board, they'll land two back on the board. Board will go out in front of them. They go back and they might hit their head on the back of the like that last stair. So, I mean, you see people hit their heads.
I think you make a great point, and this is what I would say to them, which is look at boxing. Boxing, I still don't like the amount of equipment they wear, and I don't know why they don't have to wear helmets. We're not going to talk about Muhammad Ali because I do think that's sensitive. And by the way, it's not respectful. All right, I'm going to go on one little tirade before we do this. They came for David Bowie, and I said nothing because David Bowie probably would have liked weird internet stuff. When they came for Prince, I said nothing because whatever. He's Prince. He's always a wackadoo. Who knows what that guy wants? But
he was a wizard.
It is. Oh, you know, wackadoo in my language means good. You know that, or the audience might not. But it's not respectful to like spend your whole day quickly making your whole brand make death art for someone who dies. That's disrespectful. Like what people do when someone dies in order to be respectful is. If you're not in the family or like knew the person.
You know, there's disrespectful death art out there, though.
It's all disrespectful. What you're supposed to do is shut up.
No, but there's like purposefully just like really not trying to make anyone feel better.
I'm sure there are, but like, stop. Like, just if you actually want to show respect for the person, like, shut up. If it actually affected you, like, just say that it affected you. Like, and that's it. Like, for example, someone sent me a misprinted article earlier last year about, it was a fake thing of Hayao Miyazaki dying. And all I did was put a post up that said, hey, I'm not posting today because this is really sad. Okay, it was a misprint, and I wrote the company that wrote it and yelled at them and said, like, this actually made me sad. But I didn't do anything else. That's what's being respectful. If your whole company is like, hey, this guy died. Let's really try and honor him by fucking cranking out that art in the next 2 hours before people wake up. That's not respectful. That's gross. It's gross that everyone's doing it.
Yeah. But I don't know how you would stop that. People want to seem interesting, and that's really all it is.
Someone dying makes me less interested in your company. Listen up, all companies. Engaging and creating art and creating works and creating responses to someone dying the day they died makes me not want to use your company because it's creepy, because it's weird. Because if someone in your family died and I showed up with, like, that day with a commercial for Chili's using your dead family member,
or do you mean only as a commercial? Like, only as
if you're releasing product as a company, it's a commercial. If you're releasing content as a company,
well, yeah,
it's a commercial.
That's really fucked up. That's profiteering in some way.
Yeah. If I showed up, if that's what it's like, is like if I don't know, like, I don't want to name a brand. If I had remembered any of the tons of brands that released custom art on Twitter about all these people dying, I would name one right now. But that's essentially what you're doing. Is if I showed up with an ad for my fucking car dealership the day after someone in your family died using his face, you'd hit me. But when it happens to Muhammad Ali, they do it overnight. All right, let's, in the spirit of making sure that this podcast still stays funny, because I got really upset about the fucking people just doing death art. We should do something funny before we go.
Let me go into my list of funny things.
Okay, I'll go into mine.
Do.
Just checking. Are you checking?
Yeah, I got this. I don't know. Maybe it's not right for a show. Or there a show? It did used to be a sex show.
Ooh.
It is. It's just like a funny.
Say it.
Little thing. Okay.
Say it to me. Say it.
So you understand the concept of bicuriousness, right?
Yeah, it's where like you want to like go to window shopping and stuff like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to go buy some stuff. Yeah.
You're bicurious.
But ultimately, what that is just you're not satisfied with the amount of cum in your life.
That was. You were correct. It is inappropriate for the show. Good job, Dan. Good night, everyone. I've been Mike Fallick. Make sure to anally express your dogs.
That's very important.
Sign off, asshole. We're done.
I've been Dan Kane. I hope you thought it was funny.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The following was an OurHeroComic.com production. Not your, not my, but Our Hero Comic. Now go play some fucking tennis.